Neil Carlson was far side, about 5 foot above the offensive zone goal line. He tries to feed a hard pass to Chris Kreider on the near side doorstep. I don't know if Kreider saw that whole pass as there was a lot of traffic on its way through, but he just misses right on the near side doorstep, and both players go back to the players' bench. A little frustrating.
All right, face off to the right of the court. He should be one of the stars in this game, I think. When all is said and done, Killorn behind the net. Ducks turn it over, and Seattle will just flip it down the right wing side. 4 seconds left. 2-1, and this game is history. It's a 3-1 Seattle victory.
Keys to the game tonight where the Anaheim Ducks, they need to want it more, and for a lot of the game they did want it more, but when it's all said and done, the team through the full 60 minutes of play more often, who just flat out wanted it more, was the Seattle Kraken. And it was close.
Yep.
It was close. The efforts between both teams, it almost seemed like the effort shown in a playoff series.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that's how intense this game was. It was intense, yet disciplined, as no fights occurred. Very little penalty minutes between both teams. So it was a game in which very competitive, both squads going at it, but Seattle just the better team tonight.
Well, the one thing that steps to my mind is now you'll go look at the film, talk with the team. What do we have to do to get better? What do we have to do to beat San Jose? And what are some of the learning things that we've gotten in the last 3 hours that will make us a better hockey club? So, 3-1 is the final. And the Anaheim Ducks will be flying into San Jose tonight. Got a funny hunch that that's going to be a pretty entertaining game on Saturday night. What do you have for us? Anything before we go to break? All right. Enjoyed the broadcast tonight. Wrong team won, but the right team is getting better, and they'll learn from their experiences here. And we have a post-game show coming up. Emerson will be involved in that. I'm going to take off, give me a good seat on the bus heading to the airport. So I'll get out of here, go to a break. Good job tonight. Good job, Alexis, back in the studio. Southern California. Again, the final 3-1 for Seattle over Anaheim. And enjoy the rest of the post-game show, and we'll talk to you from San Jose, California on Saturday night. We'll be there. Hopefully, a Ducks bounce back with a win. 3-1 the final. Quick timeout. Post-game show ahead here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Helping people of SoCal isn't just what we do, it's who we are. At your SoCal Honda dealers, look for our team of helpful guys and gals in blue all year long. Helping by providing free gas, bringing meals to seniors, supporting teachers and veterans, handing out ice cream, and so much more. And that's not all. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with the great deal. Search your local Honda dealer today.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket market in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks. Remember when instant connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks open up their season on the road tonight in Seattle and fell to the Kraken 3. Climate Pledge Arena. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey, here to bring you all of the coverage from this game here tonight. And we are joined by Emerson Edom to talk a little bit more about what we saw in this first game for the Ducks. Emmer, it was a hot start for Anaheim, a really strong first period. But after that, it seemed like Seattle got their legs. And in the end, it was all the Kraken.
Yeah, and it's what I mentioned there at the final buzzer. Look, the Ducks, they wanted it a lot throughout this hockey game. I mean, being first to a lot of those early pucks, a lot of board battles, 50-50 puck wins for the Ducks, but it just seemed like their spark slowly started to dissipate, and it wasn't just because of them. I just think it was the elevation of play right when Brandon Montour won that puck battle leading to that Mason Marchment goal. And of course that was the official goal read, Mason Marchment from Brandon Montour. Look, after that puck battle, that beautiful pass out of the corner, it almost mirrored the their third goal by Jared McCann, assisted by Matty Beniers and Jordan Eberle. It very similar, right? Passes out of the corners, very good execution as far as the goal scorers finding those dead spots, finding those areas in order to capitalize, and that was just the difference maker. It was right time, right place with those two goals, and they just found a way to win this hockey game.
It's interesting if you think back to last season. The Ducks, we always talked about wanting to see them come out with a good start, a good first period, and that was what we saw tonight. It just wasn't exactly held through with the rest of the game. But Emmer, let's get into the highlights from this game here tonight. Vince Dunn, the first goal scorer for Seattle, only 2 minutes and 21 seconds into the game.
First meeting of the year between these teams. There's the youngster, Minchik. By Anaheim, trying to do something. Drew Helleson, come on, as training camp got into the later days. He was making a name for himself, trying to get on this team, and here he is.
He's such a steady defenseman. He closes out quick at the defensive end, and he gets pucks through. He can be a difference maker offensively.
Shot scored by Seattle in the circle to the right of the goaltender. And that goal off the stick of Vince Dunn.
And Emmer, with that first goal from Seattle, there was some traffic in front of Dostal. A quick play, it looked like, that maybe caused some ruckus in front of the net, leading to Dostal maybe not able to see that puck.
Well, Vince Dunn had himself one heck of a hockey game. I mean, just 1954 of total on ice, four shots on goal. I mean, the list goes on and on about the good things that he did. Between him and Brandon Montour, all the offense started with them. And right there, Vince Dunn just collecting that puck. He finds a window, a lane to the net, some serious traffic. That's what this Kraken team was doing all game long, a lot like the Anaheim Ducks were. Just, once again, a little bit better execution as far as doing it for the full 60 minutes. But it was just a simple shot that got through, went shelf, and the home team went up one.
Despite Seattle getting on the board first, the big story in this game here tonight was Beckett Seneca making his NHL debut and also scoring not only the Ducks' first goal of the season, but his first NHL goal.
Here's a play in front of the net. Down goes one of the Ducks players. That's Mason McTavish. Gets it right back. Centers it. Score! A little backhand feed. And that's Beckett Seneca scoring in his first game of the regular season for Anaheim this year. The game is tied at 1-1.
A huge moment for Beckett Seneca. And Emmer, it's all over the internet already. The reaction that his family had in the stands. What a moment for him to come so early in the game, too.
Yeah, look, guys like Leo Carlson had themselves a really good hockey game. A guy like Mason McTavish who made that beautiful pass. I mean, what a hook of a backhand, about a 15-foot backhand pass right to the far side doorstep for that jam play from Beckett Seneca. I mentioned those players' name because with all the great efforts, even though that they didn't get the 2 points here for the Anaheim Ducks, there's still a lot of great efforts down the roster. Beckett Seneca was the Ducks' best player. I mean, how about that? Coming in, your first regular season National Hockey League game, you get your first National Hockey League goal. That, he was the Anaheim Ducks' best player for the full 60 minutes, and that's saying something.
From the rookie faceoff to his NHL debut, a lot of growth through that time over really the last month for Beckett Seneca. Good things to come from him in the future as well, hopefully, as they head to San Jose on Saturday. But let's keep talking about this first period. Unfortunately for the Ducks, there was a goal that was called back. It was Olin Zellweger initially, but would end up being no goal.
Here's Gudas, a drive, saved by DeCord, then a rebound try, put in front, and they score! Somehow Anaheim got possession of the puck. DeCord doesn't like it. He felt like one of the Ducks players knocked the goal stick out of his hands. The referee, one of the two referees, was pointing, saying, it's a goal, but guess what? I think they're going to look at it before a decision's made.
So it ended up not being a goal. So 1-1 after the first period. We moved into the second. As you mentioned, Emmer, that big goal from Mason Marchment giving the Kraken their 2-1 lead. But it was Lukáš Dostál who started to make some bigger saves in the second and third period in this game. And he had a huge one on Lindgren, who came out of the box late in the period.
9-8. It's going to run down rather quickly. Shot by Killorn, and that's blocked. And here's Seattle out of the sin bin. Look out. Breakaway feed. A shot. Oh, and Dostál saved the game there on a breakaway opportunity for the home team. And I'm telling you what, remember that save as this game goes along. Ryan Lindgren robbed by Lukáš Dostál.
Well, you knew it was going to turn out to be a dangerous play for the Anaheim Ducks because as time was winding down in that penalty kill, Jamie Oleksiak, he was, of course, in the sin bin. He gets out of the penalty box, and there's a little stretch pass, a nice area pass right on the tape of Ryan Lindgren. He attempts to slide it five-hole on Lukáš Dostál, and the Dostál with a big stop.
Emmer, as I said, I feel like that was the start of some big saves for Dostál throughout the rest of this game.
Yeah, and look, it's everyone's first game of the season, at least who was on this ice here tonight, right? So everyone's somewhat, some way trying to shake off a little bit of rust. Not that we saw that in the preseason from Lukáš Dostál, but went along, he got better and better and better, and some of those Superman saves that we saw later in the game, just spectacular, but that's kind of the one that really started it off.
28 for 31 in this game here tonight for Lukasz Dostal. And Emmer, to that point too, he did miss some of the preseason as he was out with a lower body injury, but did come back as we saw in that final preseason game against the Los Angeles Kings, and obviously able to start the season here tonight. However, as we moved into the third period, Seattle would get one more goal. It was Jared McCann, the goal scorer, 4:25 into the third.
15:48 to play in it. Seattle has a one-goal lead at the moment. Here is opportunity for Kreider to redirect the puck up to center ice. It was knocked down, and here's Seattle working hard. A shot, he scores! Center ice. Seattle raced in. Shot beats Dostal, and that's a huge one because now we have a team with a two-goal lead. It's a 3-1 Seattle advantage.
And it would be 3-1 the final in this game here tonight. Emerson, your takeaways from as this game went along, we saw some line juggling later on, and you look at that third period, the Ducks only 7 shots on goal. They started the game with 17. So what were some of your takeaways overall from this first game by the team?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting long-term whether they keep the lines that were switched up there late in the game. Of course, Cutter Gauthier, Leo Carlson, and Beckett Seneca as a pair, and then Mason McTavish joining Chris Kreider and Troy Terry on the second line. Vetrano, Killorn, and Mikael Granlund, and then the rest plays itself out, of course. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see whether those lines stay the same. Of course, AD, as you know, the expectation is to win now, right? So I know it's the first game, but when Coach Q doesn't see the chemistry that maybe he anticipated with any which line, he's going to shake things up. That's just that win now mentality. That's the winning mentality that, of course, he has throughout his career. 3 cups as a head coach, 1 as an assistant. So that's the expectation. And that's honestly, I think, what the guys in that Ducks dressing room were prepared for, are prepared for. They're going to continue to make those adjustments as the coaching staff does as well, right? They're all students of the game. A lot of these guys, of course, one more year of NHL experience under their belt. There's still a lot to be excited about. Even though the good guys didn't come out with the 2 points, I mean, to think of Beckett Seneca having just a phenomenal game, his first game, first regular National Hockey League game, that's a big storyline in itself, right? So my AD is the systems are there in order for this team to have success. You can see it. You can see the backup game. You can see the route running in the defensive end leading to some quality breakouts. Once again, more early on, the Seattle Kraken really up their game, whether it be physicality, sticks in the shooting lane, so on and so forth. They up their game in every category, but that's not to say that a lot of bright things shown by the Anaheim Ducks. The one thing I would like to see, certainly something that the Ducks were doing a lot in preseason that I didn't see a whole lot tonight, is the delays off entry. The Seattle Kraken started doing it, and they were getting rewarded from their stop up when they were getting squeezed off. So there's so much speed with the Ducks, right? So much speed. The goal is, if you have a step on whoever's pressuring you, yeah, of course, top of the circles to the blue paint, you want to crash the net, either draw a penalty or, of course, score. But if you're getting squeezed off, I'd like to see these guys pull up a little bit more and look for that second wave.
Great stuff, Emmer, and a solid breakdown here for the Anaheim Ducks play tonight. Yes, exactly. A lot to look forward to. The systems are there. We saw that, especially early in the game. They just came out flying in that first period. But, Emmer, I know you got to fly now to San Jose, so thank you for joining us on the postgame show, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.
I appreciate it, AD. Hey, it's not the result we were looking for, but there's always San Jose, so look forward to it.
Looking forward to that as well. Stick around. We have more of the post-game show for you. And if you want to send us a message on our new text line number, here it is, 714-439-8422. We will be right back.
Feel the electricity of the 2025 Honda Prologue at your helpful Honda dealer.
Power.
Get power with quick acceleration from Prologue's electric powertrain motor. Feel the performance with smooth and responsive driving. See the style with a sleek look and spacious interior. Prologues are in stock now with a network of helpful Honda dealerships available for service.
The power.
To see Prologue's powerful electric performance, search your local Honda dealer today.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Remember when instant connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us. NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Post-game show on Duck Stream. I'm Alexis Downey here to break down the rest of what we saw in the Ducks' opening game of the 25-26 NHL season. A 3-1 loss in Seattle as they'll continue on the road. It's a short road trip, just two games on the road before they'll come back to Honda Center for their home opener on Tuesday against the Pittsburgh Penguins. But we're talking about what we saw in this first game here tonight. And Emerson just had a great synopsis of some of the positives from this game here tonight. The big one in this one, of course, Beckett Seneca getting his first NHL goal. His family was there, as I mentioned. And not only that, but he became the 8th player on this current Ducks roster to score in their NHL debut. So a special evening for him. But overall, you look at this game, some good and some bad. One of the good things I wanted to point out was we knew coming into this going to be new special teams. And we got to see a bit of that here tonight, some shakeups there. The penalty kill, perfect tonight, 2 for 2 on that end. And Seattle only had one shot on goal while they were on the power play. So the PK looking good. And there was a couple different combinations out there. But one thing to note on that end was that we did see Leo Carlson on the PK as expected. That was something that they tried out at the end of last season. And continuing it this year, you got to have an offensive player on the PK just in case you get those chances. So hopefully we'll see that pay off at some point this season, but like to see him there. Troy Terry also getting some PK time, and overall a little bit of a different look there. But on the flip side, the power play only got the one chance here in this game tonight, and we got to see the two power play units for the Ducks on that end. First unit there looking like it was Lacombe, Carlson, Kreider, Granlund, and then Terry. So that was that first power play unit. The second unit, we actually got to see Seneca getting rewarded with how well he played in this game tonight, getting some time on the power play. Killorn, McTavish, Gauthier, and Zellweger on that second unit. So that's what the special teams was looking like in this game here tonight. Something that's going to be ever-changing, I feel like, throughout the season, or at least the early parts of this season, until they kind of get adjusted. And, you know, it's definitely a feeling out process with the new staff. But the one thing to note was that it was evident this team is different. You saw that early in this game, the way they came out, definitely more disciplined, very controlling with their puck touches. The forecheck was really good. Also, the backcheck, too. They really didn't allow Seattle anything after that first goal early in the game. So all of that was a positive. Kind of shifted as the game went on. I felt like Seattle finding their footing, especially late that third period. That was a little tough to watch on the end of it. Just felt like Seattle was in the duck zone for so long. And that was true. When you look at the shots on goal, Seattle had 15 shots on goal. So it really flipped the script by the end of the game. But got to stay positive in the sense that it's only game one. And there's a lot of things that you can take away from this one. And that's the exciting part of it. So I know I mentioned before the break, we have our text line once again in this post game for the post game show. We have it again this season, and we have a couple messages that rolled in. So wanted to get to a couple of those right now. First message here, love Beckett in the top six. How many games do we think he plays this year? That's a great question. And that's something that GM Pat Verbeek and I spoke about I believe it was 2 days ago at this point, when we sat down at Great Park Ice. And that was something I did ask him, what's the plan for Beckett this year? And he wants what Leo Carlson did in his first year, kind of, I would say, load management. Just watch the amount of games he played. So Leo played in 55 games his first season. Granted, it's not the same player. It's hard to say. I mean, he had such a good game here tonight. You kind of think, hey, he looked pretty comfortable. He looked confident. Didn't look like he missed a beat. Looks like he belonged out there. So yes, while you can get excited about that, you do still have to manage it. I mean, going from juniors to the NHL is quite a jump. So honestly, I could see it around that the 50 games played this season, maybe somewhere in that ballpark too. But they're two different players. So I think that Beckett is going to be handled a little differently than Leo. And, you know, it's certainly a positive in the way he already came out looking tonight. So another message that we have on the text line. Do you think Ducks should play the offense more? From Rudy. Well, yes, I would like to see them shooting the puck a little bit more, especially by the end of the game. I liked what we saw early. They were possessing the puck really well, getting shots through, creating that traffic in front of the net. By the end of the game, it didn't really feel like they had that many opportunities to even shoot the puck. At one point, I looked and there was only 3 shots for the Ducks late in the third period. They ended with 7, but they just weren't getting their chances. I felt like Seattle was controlling a bit more. So, yes, definitely want to see them playing the offense more. I mean, that's how you score goals. You have to have the puck on your stick. You got to be in the offensive zone. So that is something that I think they know as well, and hopefully we'll see a shift on that end on Saturday. Another message here, an interesting one. Dostal looks off. Lots of shots on goal by the Ducks, but not really high danger shots. Yeah, so the first point about Dostal, I mentioned it in the last segment. He missed some time in the preseason and training camp with that lower body injury. So he was able to come back and play this game and the preseason game, but it's shaking the rust off. You know, it's the first game of the season. I understand there can be some nerves and some opinions on this first game, but I think you got to give him a little bit of slack in the sense that it's game one, nothing to worry about, guys. We there's a lot of positives from this one, and we know Lukáš Dostal. We know what he can bring to the table. He is the Ducks' number one goaltender for a reason. 2 of the 3 goals here tonight, they were close in scoring chances, just simple one-timers in front of the net. Breakdowns by the Ducks, and that, you know, while, you know, it is his job to make the save, it's also the job of the Ducks defensively to make sure that they're helping out their netminder in the sense of not having those breakdowns defensively. So a little bit on both ends, I can see that, but we know what he's capable of, and that's, I guess I'll just leave it at that. But on the other end of the ice, I want to give some props to Joey Decord. He had a great night in net. One of the big reasons, especially early in this game, why Seattle was able to stay in it, 35-36 in the net. And someone that was at the World Championship with Jackson Lacombe and Cutter Gauthier over the summer, Team USA, they won gold together. So probably said a quick hello and continued on their way in this game. But last point on this text, the shots on goal, the high danger scoring chances on that end, we didn't really see those as the game progressed. Agreed on that end. Want to see the Ducks creating a bit more, get into the net like they were. They were creating traffic in front of the net early, but they weren't necessarily getting to the crease as the game progressed. So yes, want to see a little bit more of that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll keep going with the text line and also look at the Ducks a bit more, see who stood out on that end and what to look forward to in San Jose on Saturday.
The best new cars, Honda, make the best pre-owned cars, Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Get the best value with Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles. Honda-backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at your helpful Honda dealers. Plus, every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new by factory-trained technicians with genuine parts. To save on certified pre-owned Hondas, search your local Honda dealer today.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern talk radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 50, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
We're back with the post-game show, wrapping up this Ducks game on the road to open up their 25-26 NHL season. A couple of the stats from this one, they did end up outshooting the Kraken 36-31, despite, like I keep mentioning that 7 shots on goal in the third period. That reminds me a bit like last year, which scares me a little bit, but that's okay because honestly, this team really did look different. So I'm not going to get too caught up on that number. They did not out face off, I'll say, the Kraken in this game. They were at 45%, but someone that I did particularly like in face-offs and draws, winning draws tonight, was Ryan Poehling, one of the newcomers. We knew that was one of his specialties when the Ducks did acquire him, and he was 8-3 in the face-off circle, the Ducks' best face-off man tonight. So, like to see that. Hopefully that stays consistent, because by the end of the game, they were not winning draws, and that was affecting their ability to get the puck possession. They weren't able to take Dostal off the, or to pull Dostal for the extra man till a little bit later on. Still had plenty of time, but I feel like they could have done it a little bit earlier if they started winning their draws and gaining puck possession. So that's some of the numbers there. They were 0-1 on the power play. We talked about special teams already. 36 hits in this game. So a bit more physical than maybe even was noted throughout this game here tonight. Leading in hits for the Ducks tonight, it was Frank Vetrano, someone that we know can mix it up when he needs to. So in talking about some individual stats, the Ducks shots leader tonight was Cutter Gauthier at 5, and right behind him, Alex Killorn had 4, and as did Leo Carlson, also 4. So, and I mentioned earlier that lone goal for the Ducks tonight coming from Beckett Seneca, assisted by Mason McTavish, a really great pass from McTavish. We heard him talking to Steven Emerson after that first period about kind of what he saw there and just how he saw Beckett on the back door, and it was great play, and the team was all in on the forecheck. They were moving their feet early, and that was really the difference for them early in this game. So some individual efforts overall, but as Emmer mentioned, and I have to agree, I felt like Beckett was definitely the Ducks' best player in this game here tonight. And curious to see if there are some shifts in the lines as we go into Saturday. You know, we talked about how some of the forward lines shifted in those top two lines, but there was also some defensive shakeups at some points later in the game. Trouba was with Mintikov, Helleson was with Lacombe. So, like I said, everyone's just getting used to the new season. There's no reason to panic. We can all stay a little calm and get excited still, because there was plenty of good things from this game still to take and look ahead to the next game for the Ducks as they look ahead to playing San Jose on Saturday. And it's going to be a 7 o'clock game on Saturday night in that game. So a couple more messages I wanted to get to. We have quite a few of them after this first game, but let's see if we can fit in just a few more. Daniel from Corona. Hello, Daniel. Hope you had a nice summer. Daniel said, well, not the result we wanted, but it's so good to have the boys back on the ice. A lot of passes that just barely missed a friendly stick caused a lot of missed opportunities. About for this upcoming season, and a big goal in his rookie debut by Seneca. He played incredible tonight. We'll shake off this loss and bounce back in San Jose. Let's go, Ducks. Love the positive energy and that message. And that's exactly kind of what I've been saying. A couple things here and there, easy to get fixed up for the next game, as I'm sure they're going to be watching quite a bit of this tomorrow when they're spending, I believe it's a off day, or maybe it's a practice day in San Jose. But either way, they're going to be in San Jose tomorrow. Another message here, Red from Buena Park. Hello, Red. Happy Hocktober, he says. I like that. That's what this month. Hey, and it's orange. The Ducks are orange, Halloween, all of it. It's perfect. It's very fitting. Anyway, the Ducks looked fast, very aggressive early on, playing with purpose, but their defense against the rush really cost them. Yep, well, we talked about that, those two goals. Too many odd man rushes. I would really like to see more from Zelly and Terry next game offensively in a more consistent energy throughout as the Ducks faded down the stretch. Agreed with that. The positive, the penalty kill, a shooting mentality, and Beckett's fearlessness at the net. Always like to hear the positives. Yes, penalty kill, agreed. We talked about that. Shooting mentality, yep, they're certainly looking for those lanes. And that's something that when you bring in some of these new additions after this offseason, Kreider, Granlund, you know, Poehling too on that fourth line here tonight, but they make a difference. And Beckett's also a goal scorer. So it's we're seeing that offensive mentality. Want to see it a bit more, but, you know, good start on that end. Let's get one more message in before we wrap up our first postgame show. Those who tuned in to this, I know not the result we wanted, but 81 more games to go. And we know that the playoffs are the push this year. So one more message here from Anthony. Hello. It's Let's see. We'll get into this. I know long-winded. Okay. He's trying to be more concise this year. Thank you for the kind words about the beaker. If you guys haven't listened to that episode on DuckStream yet with GM Pat Verbeek, that was out this week. So something to listen to. Anthony notes in this how Pat talked about those late season losses last year to Calgary and St. Louis. Don't want to think about those games right now. Got to look ahead to the future. But yes, to his point, he's basically mentioning that Pat's watching every game, very holding the entire roster accountable. That means a lot to us as fans, Anthony says. We have a coach and GM who have hoisted the cup, and that means something. He saw something in Seneca, and I think we have a long-term gem for years to come. Lacombe is locked up, so that's good. And safe travels. See you Saturday. Yes, Jackson Lacombe, another big piece, a part of this team into the future. So, like I said, a lot to be looking forward to. And on the end, one more note on Jackson Lacombe, 25 minutes of ice time. He led the Ducks on that end tonight. So Mason McTavish, 20 minutes of ice time, too. So speaks to, you know, why these guys got these contracts. So you can join us next on Saturday. Like I mentioned, I keep mentioning it. It's going to be that California rivalry game, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30, as always, right here on DuckStream. But if you want to stick around and listen to the replay, Stephen Emmer's first call of the season, you can on the other side of this break. Otherwise, the final score in Seattle, 3-1 in favor of the Kraken tonight. The Ducks will look to bounce back in their next game on Saturday. Thank you for tuning in to the postgame show on DuckStream, and have a great night.